Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm the pilot. not the pilot going in the sky, but the pilot going into the earth. I'm joking. So just this sort of certain thing. Kept you I don't know whose holy name is extremely difficult to express, who has been unbelievably kind to the to me and to the organization, the preservation of the Mahayana tradition. I was trying to, in Australia, I was trying to talk something. So I could not explain what is FMT. FPMT. So I couldn't get everything in my mind. Couldn't get all the words. So it was quite fun. I didn't make it up. Anyway, so say that due to symptoms karma, so took the aspect of cancer. But amazing thing that is that even the doctors, everybody can see that extraordinary the experience the doctors, nurses, however, were unusual, extraordinary. I think this is the understanding of the effect of what the God, I think. So Haibar Mishra himself told me that his own answer was the cancer is gone. The main thing was Rinpoche did Tonglen, much Tonglen practice, the Bodhicitta practice, taking other symptoms, being suffering and causes with the compassion, then giving one's own happiness and cause the merits or the body possession, everything to all sentient beings with the loving kindness. So I think the very much his answer to me, so the conclusion of the kind of a or more says so private or secret, that's Tonglen practice into the cancer went away. So anyway, however, sometimes those holy beings, bodhisattvas, sometimes holy beings, they possible that taking the sicknesses so that other symptoms things opportunity to collect merit, doing service and but some ways can be said, it depends, taking others, the sufferings or the other ways that to give opportunity to others, to practice and to offer service, they collect merit and purify them. An example, when great Lama Ishe, so Lama came after the outer aspect to what was shown, what the doctor said, that he had quite a serious heart disease, and so came Lama came to United States according to his Lama's advice to do operation, and Lama and Master, we stayed that the beach. What's the name of the beach? Yesterday we were there. Not that side, but much more down, bottom of down than the bridge. Where there's a road coming down from the mountain, from the hill to the beach. So, just you go on the hill, then just about there, maybe a few steps, there's a house that Lama bought. The idea was 6 months to travel, to keep teaching, then come back to rest. I think Lama's close day and night. You know, holy mind is no separation from Dharma, no separation from path. So, you know, such the unification, those things, no separation. In the reality, the even ordinary view, you can see that every day, doesn't mean sessions. The session is about sleeping. What's called rotating rest, sleeping. What other people see as sleeping, but actually it's a meditation session. It's a session of great yogis, you know, who not only, see, whose holy mind is enriched in the three principal path, whose holy mind is totally purified, you know, lay the foundation. Like the field or the rocks, thorn bush, all this cleared away. So like self-chasing thought, like rocks, thorn bush, all these things that interfere to grow things, cleared away. Like that, so self-chasing thought, the inner root of samsara, the ignorance, and those attachment to samsara, samsara perfections. So this cleared away. You see, by actualizing renunciation of samsara, bodhicitta, right view. The Pasangikas, the Madhyamika Pasangikas rule right view, emptiness, and based on the root of the power to enlightenment, root devotion, so that.